Gone to occupy the original pattern of the universe. Dr. Henry C. Kennedy.
Thank you, Ted, so much. I just want to say that I know that all of you are trying to know something about the reality of his existence. Really enjoy.
That's right.
The previous speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, I sit there and listen very attentively. Pay attention to everything that you say. And I want you to know that I always do. Now, one of the things I want to say to you first is this. Now, I'm going to let you go home. Some people complain about 2 hours being too long and all of those kind of things. Like, you know, we have 3 speakers here. And we have some time left. It's 20 minutes after 9. Now, we could send you on home right now. You put into practice what you have already heard.
Mm-hmm.
It would improve your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what we really need is faith and confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And as I sit there in my seat, I looked at these charts around, and I thought to myself, as Dr. Matthew said, Dr. Gross, too. I know how skillful those brethren are in their occupation.
Yeah.
Have to be qualified. Or how to study those issues. Everybody cannot operate an IBM machine. And many things that Dr. Gross said, everybody just can't do it. And it requires some study.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't go along nonchalant.
That's right.
Now, I said that to say this. Now, these charts, the way they're put together, now you ought to know that no man can do it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that don't make sense for you to think that. It would have to be Yahweh. And if you take the smallest particle of matter and the most brilliant academically trained man that has ever been in this world or ever will be in this world, they can't find anything in matter other than what God has put there.
Right.
And they can't move it and make it some other way.
You sure?
Other than the way that it really is. See, just can't do that. Now, history itself is made up of nothing else but a repetition of function. And that function of spirit is infallible, and it never errs, and it never digresses, and never deviates at any time. And I've always told you, now, for you to have some knowledge of what's going on, I tried for years to tell you this. See, if you watch, now this is talking on the end of the future, what has been, what is now. That's the past, the present, and the future. You will find that there has been nothing empty. And I do mean accurate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes up the history of the world. Now, you come here and catch on to it. Got the patience to catch on to it. Then you will be benefited. And I want to tell you this. It will increase your faith. It will increase your confidence.
That's right.
It will impart to you a profound knowledge. It will keep you from being unstable. It will establish you. It will confirm you. It will keep you standing. Now, it may not seem like that. But people oftentimes say, well, look, you don't understand the troubles I have in my home and on my job, and you don't understand. Now, there's nothing happened to you except that which is common to man. But with every temptation, there is a way of escape. Now, here's a scapegoat.
That's right.
That's right. That's the real thing. That's the way you escape. Corrupt, pollute, that's everything in the world. Now, there's one more thing I want to mention here and point out to you. I know some of you have looked for many different things. You've looked for signs to come, jump down from the sky. 1956, 1960, 1963, and thus far this year has nothing happened. So you think. And as Peter put it, he said, now those who say that all things go on as they were from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they done pretty well there. They can see that the same thing was happening over and over from the beginning. That's better than some of us can do.
Mm-hmm.
All things continue as they were from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But this, they're willfully ignorant. And say how the world perished with water. You see? And that day, that the ark, it was just, let me put it like this. They went in the ark and sat there in that ark 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was passing on and said, now look, we helped him build that ark. We told that old fool. You see, it wasn't going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
How could the sky leak? You see? Now we told him before we got the thing all built.
Mm-hmm.
Now there he sat out there with them animals, didn't he? You understand? And the old fool has been sitting out there 7 days. You understand? And nothing hasn't happened. You see? And what I'm talking about here, see, after the thing is all finished up and everything is all in order, you know, and after nothing happened, you set that 7 days. See? And all of a sudden, it starts to rain. See, then people come to spring to get in the ark.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not the first time. Now, another thing, Moses, he had to wait 7 days.
That's right.
Before he entered into that cloud.
That's right.
He just had to wait 7 days before he entered into that ark. Now, I told you that 1960 was the end, and I showed you how it comes about.
Mm-hmm.
By actual figure. And repetitions. Now, what do I mean by repetition? The way it's occurred here before. Now, listen, what's coming up now, we're talking about the end. This is not the first time that the world ended.
That's right, that's right.
See? And the one coming up now, the end.
That's right.
See? That won't be the last time it is.
Right.
See? Now, we just might as well wake up and understand some things. See? Now, if we don't, then this is going to be the result. It's going to be just like them people. See, just precisely, nothing else but a repetition. Not a thing else but that. See, people will, instead of it being destroyed by one, it's going to be destroyed by five.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, a lot of people say, well, now listen, I don't believe that. That still, it's like they didn't believe it was going to be destroyed by water.
Right.
You see? But it was. You see what I mean?
That's
now,
right.
My job is telling you the truth about these things. Trying to inspire and encourage you. That's why we drew these charts. And I soon will be, understand, in this work, going on 36 years. Now, I have been among the smartest of men there is in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We have written letters to kings, queens, potentates, high authorities, popes, cardinals. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to get this thing all twisted up, you see, and think that this is just something that passes by a thing. You see, we've had contact with the very smart of me.
Right.
Nobody, nowhere, even from the most highest educated men that you've ever had, any and all kinds of science and philosophy, they have all had the students. They have all had to take their hats off to this. And I want to say this to you, too. Now, they do not teach like this. As is taught in this school, they do not teach this way out here. And I'm old enough and been far enough to know and to tell you the truth about it, that they don't. And it has to be taught this way. See? Now, I know that you, a lot of you get courage and say, well, I've been going down there, and they've been saying that same thing over and over and over again. Now, Messiah said this in the 24th chapter of Matthew. Said, in your patience, possess ye your souls. See, now listen to these words. He said, for in such an hour as you think not, see, then it all happens.
Mm-hmm.
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, just like when Titus plundered the room, said, now look, don't figure on going down there saving none of your valuables. Jesus in up on the housetop. Don't try to save some of that stuff you got in there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Run, you see, get out. Now you pray that your flight be not upon the Sabbath day,
mm-hmm.
or in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And woe unto them that are with child and give suck in those days.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Now you pray that it don't be like that.
Mm-hmm.
See, because nobody will be spared. Now if you take the wars that are happening now, if you know anything about it, and understand anything about it, little infants that haven't did anything to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They took them by the heels and knocked their brains out against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Just unmerciful in every respect.
That's right.
You understand? Men stand face to face and curse one another and put one another to death with a sword and shoot one another down just like they would rabbits or some other species or animals. You understand? And think nothing about it. And brag and boast about how many they killed. Now, you see what I'm talking about? Now, these things are going on all over the world. See? And we tried to tell you that if I can get this out to you, see, I think I should. Now, we told you that pattern was threefold. See, now here is Egypt, the Red Sea, the wilderness. See? Come on up in here, you see? Come on up in here and cross over, back over in here. You understand what I mean? Now this is the Salt Sea. This is the Dead Sea here, Salt Sea here. This is the Sea of Galilee. You understand? And here's the river Euphrates and all of it. The whole land. Now look, what's going on over there, folks? It's nothing else but a repetition.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, that's why I tell you, history repeats itself. You see? Now, you can't say that it don't. Now, listen to this. Next year, if there be a next year, See? Next month, October, you understand, is another month. Isn't that right?
Right.
Well, now you look in your Bible. See, look in, I've tried my best to teach you this. Look in your Bible and see what is supposed to happen in October.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Look in your Bible and see what is supposed to happen through the years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what makes up the history of all that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And there is forever and always going to be a recession.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves you without excuse. You know no man can do nothing like that. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, when we made this up, there are analogies.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And one thing is related to the other. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Then they come in at prophetic intervals and repeat.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that ever happened in the history of the world. That's all that ever will happen. And nobody on earth, nobody on earth that don't understand this fact and its function is incapable and disqualified to teach you. They do not know. And if you blind lead the blind, you're subject to falling in the ditch. Isn't that right? All of you fall in the ditch together. Now let me say this to you real nice. You see, now there's people that's arguing about water baptism. You see? Now, basically where they get all that argument at is when Philip went down and baptized the Ethiopian eunuch. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see the point? Now, basically, then they make the Messiah out of lie. He said, make him out of lie by saying, you understand, that he sent his disciples out to baptize in the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Baptize in what? He did not say that. Mm-hmm. That is not in the Bible. This is the wrong dispensation for that.
That's right.
You see what I mean? This is the wrong dispensation for physical circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? This is the wrong dispensation for eating Passover. That way. Now, anytime anybody does anything like that, it's easier to be deceived by those things. That's why? Because they fit right with the carnal mind. You understand? And that's how God is succeeding and hiding the thing from the devil. You understand? You see what I mean? Now, we never told nobody that they didn't need this supper. See? And Paul is saying that their people's God is their belly. That's what everybody is doing out there, trying to make a fast buck. See, so he can feed his belly. You understand? Solomon said, all the labor of a man under the sun is for his belly, and yet his appetite is not satisfied. You see what I mean? Now, we in this country, we have plenty of wheat and grain and produce and whatnot. You understand? Overabundance. You see, over in Vietnam and other places over there, the rice paddies, they don't have much to eat. You understand? With small children, with malnutrition, sitting, you understand what I'm talking about? Starvation, little bones, sick through their ribs. Here you are out here, you understand, with an overabundance, you understand, belly full, and some of us overweight, and all them different kind of things. We go home and lay down on a bed, you understand, and sleep through the night. You don't have guns. And all those various different kind of things and bombshells dropping around, and we still are unthankful.
Right.
We have an opportunity
right.
to come down, sit down here and learn, know something about God. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even appreciate that.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the wrath of God is against all of that. Now, I got up here to say this to you. Now, you come on back. See, now 2 hours is too much and too long for you to sit here. If that's one of your reasons for not coming, you understand, skipping from one time to the other, we'll cut this thing down. I'll talk with the boys, and I'm not the boss, all together in that category, but we'll cut it down to an hour and a half. And then we'll get up here and we'll preach to you, and then I'm happy. If you take more than 15 minutes, you're going to do the rest of your life. And more than you have done. You see, so far that part is concerned. Now, if that's too long, let us know about it. We'll cut it down. But it is necessary for you to learn and know something about it, because you are subject to being destroyed. I want to tell you this. Somebody sent in a subscription for me to receive a magazine called The Plain Truth. I don't know who it was, but anyhow, they sent it to me free. I didn't pay for it, you see. Well, now, in that Plain Truth, see, and what is the people over there are looking for now, this is what is going on. See, they are looking for a Messiah to come back and set up his kingdom on the earth, you see, and rule 1,000 years. And in this Plain Truth, I can bring it to school and read it to you. That's what they're looking for, you see, for him to come and sit down here and on this earth and straighten out all these wars, and we'll have peace and plenty. Now look, that's not the way it is. See, now that's setting up his kingdom on earth. Now, let me say this. Can I say this by the way of encouragement? This may help you. You see, the kingdom of God is as of now. You are in the kingdom. It has already been set up. You understand? Mm-hmm. And I do mean here in the Word. And as Paul put it, says he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Do you recall and do you remember that he sent them out to preach that the kingdom of heaven was at hand?
That's right.
Now, if it was way down here, then 2,000 years, and it ain't been set up yet. You understand? Now, that wouldn't hardly make no sense. But now, the reason why some of us can't appreciate that the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, is as of now, is because we haven't never repented or apologized, you understand? And you see what I'm talking about? We just haven't come to the knowledge of it. You see, we just don't realize that it is. Well, what's keeping you from it? Well, here they are around here, all around you, scattered all around, telling you that they're looking for, that's what we might describe as a pre-millennium. See, now, a post-millennium. You understand? Now, that's what the people are looking for. They're looking for it all over the world. But now, this is what takes place. Now, you'll find what I'm talking about. I'm not going to take the time to read, but you read when you go home. You read 2 Thessalonians, you see, and the 3rd chapter of Peter. Now, he will be revealed from heaven. There's just no argument about that, you see. Now, what I mean by being revealed from heaven, a lot of people don't understand that.
That's right.
You see, that is to say, you will see a vision.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? It will appear, you see, and you will see a vision. You could see it now if you was looking for it. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, let me say this, you see, but when he does appear, and when that vision is pronounced like that, you know what's going to take place? It will be fire just like it was the flood.
Yeah.
And as Paul put it, taken, when he's revealed of heaven, taking flaming vengeance on them that know not God. You understand? That is the punishment, children. You understand? Not an opportunity to go ahead. That you have the opportunity now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And so now that's what is going to take place at the revelation of Yahshua the Messiah. Now, for you to have Yahshua the Messiah into your heart means this, that you have the Spirit. He's a quickening spirit.
That's right.
For you to have the Spirit of God within you, functioning through your heart and mind. And listen, everybody, you understand, has those two laws in their memory. You understand? One is saying, No, never saying yes. You understand? And Paul said, when I would do good, evil was present. You understand? And now, no man can serve two masters. You must either serve one or the other. You understand? Now, if you serve the devil, then you yield your members to service. You understand? You see, then this is what you look for. Just look for our punishment. And let me tell you this. Nobody never did us this. Even the angel that's in you can't get by with it, folks. See, you need to think that you breathe it over and smooth it over. You know, a lot of times we do things we ought not to do.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You understand? And then we breathe over.
Yeah.
See? I did something to Roger, you understand? And now I just, well, go ahead on. I didn't go to Roger and reconcile that thing. I just breezed it on over, you understand? Then I'm testifying, you understand? Then first thing you know, I done something to somebody else, you understand? And I just go on breezing. Now, that's not going to work.
Right.
You understand? That will not work. You see what I mean? Confess, James said, confess your fault, not to the priest, because there's nothing he can do about it. You see, he has to do something for his own ears, and there won't be no need to confess your fault one to another. But boy, if I did something to you, or you did something to me, admit or confess that you're wrong about it. And if you don't confess it, you'll never be forgiven. You understand what I'm talking about? You just can't get by with that stuff. So you just might as well behave yourself. You understand? And the most of us know better anyhow, you understand? Because that still small voice within us says, you ought not to do that. You understand? Now, the devil has all kinds of playthings. You understand? He'll tell you 2 hours is too long. You understand? He'll tell you, well, I don't like them way them folks teach. You see what I'm talking about? That's not the way that I've been taught all my life. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? Now listen, Yahweh is his name. Mm-hmm. See, just like Dr. Matthew taught. Now you have not been taught that.
Right?
See, Joshua is a son name. You have not been taught that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? The Holy Spirit, you understand, is correct. See, now if they're not teaching that out there, and we're teaching it here, I want you to know this gigantic impulse that has gone all over the world. Now, all over in England and America and everywhere, they're coming back to Yahshua, the Messiah, and they're coming down to say, you understand, Yahweh is the correct name.
Right.
They're doing that all over the
world.
You understand? They admit. Now, see. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But when you first introduce it, come and say, I want them, they got a whole lot of funny gods down there. You understand? Them some people got the funny gods. You see what I'm talking about? You see? And they have ate supper and baptized and get for nearly 2,000 years. You understand? And now, when it comes to a showdown, you understand? They haven't got the trends as full. They won't even obey the civil law. You understand? You see what I'm talking
That's
about?
Right.
And yet, and still have it. Right? You work for all of the work. Now, you know, it just cannot continue to go on.
Right.
And can I say this one other thing? Lyndon B. Johnson, when he run for president of the United States of America, one of the things that he told the people, said he was going to clean up the streams. You see? And clean up the, you know what I mean by streams? Clean up the rivers and the lakes. You understand? Take down the billboards. You understand? And this filth and trash and whatnot, you see? Clean up. And then the run-down areas where rats and going to clean out all that. You understand? And this poverty district. Now, Lyndon B. Johnson. Now, look. That's what their folks are talking about, the Messiah coming back and cleaning up, doing a job like that. You understand? And setting up a kingdom. It just don't make sense. You see what I'm talking about? Now, he ain't getting by with it. He's got rights and every other kind of thing that'll last. But why would you think that Messiah was going to come back here and do something like that? Do you see what I'm talking about? It's not working in his case, you see. He's over down in Vietnam fighting, and here we got all this trouble here in America. Do you see what I'm talking about? It don't make no difference who you got for president. That's what's going to happen. You see what I'm talking about? Because you've got that strife. Now, look. But if you just
manage to preach the truth and somebody gets the Spirit of God, this is going to make you behave at home and down in the street and everywhere else.
Right.
And nothing else is going to do that. You see? Now, I said the other day, I'm through. See if you can't bring somebody with you. You understand? Bring somebody to truth with you. Let's fill this place up. You understand? The Los Angeles County is between